This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:08 Monday morning. Ooh, Monday.
Mm. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Morgan.
Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by voting. You should look into that. We should all do that. Let's all do that. Let's agree. No matter what your political party is, voting matters. Make sure you're informed and make sure you vote. Please vote. If you can vote, vote. Voting. It's important. Well said, Nicole. Thank you. The virtual Emmys happened last night. The last couple days, I want to say like through last week, there was some of the technical Emmys and creative arts Emmys, and they've all been, I've been seeing like the results of those, but these were the actual actors and actresses and shows and, the whole.
But it was virtual, right?
Yeah. So I think that they actually put a show together to do the Emmys. But the other ones, I think we were just getting, I'm sure there was some kind of ceremony on Zoom or something. But I don't know that those ones were televised. They might have been.
No, look, I didn't. Maybe you mentioned it. Maybe I read. Maybe I didn't. It was a shock to me at whatever time, 9 o'clock last night, when I started seeing the news roll through, and yeah. I was like, Emmys. What?
We talked about it a little. Remember, it was because Jimmy Kimmel was hosting,
right?
And so there was some talk, but honestly,
I completely forgot about it. And missed the whole thing. So I didn't see 1 second of it.
Oh, yeah, no. And frankly, these days, because of you can DVR things, I never sit and watch things in real time anyway. So, because who wants to just, oh, there's someone I recognize. So the big winner last night is Schmidt's Creek. It's not the name of the show, but it's pretty close.
They were saying it on TV, because I did see a clip after that. They were saying the word, but I don't want to.
I don't
to
want
either.
No trouble.
I'm with you.
I just don't. I considered it. It's spelled.
They also
S-C-H.
Pointed out that every time they say it, they had to put the actual words up on the screen so people can read it with a ch involved.
Okay.
Right. You
That's
see,
the,
it's
the
not
catch.
What you think.
Right.
There's an extra T, and they've thrown a C in there.
Right. Okay.
So I'm just gonna say Schmidt's Creek because
I'm with you.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess Monday.
We don't
for
want
God's
no trouble.
Sake. It's gonna be hard enough, right?
Yeah. What's our theme? We don't want no.
We
trouble.
Don't want no exactly. trouble. That's right. I keep forgetting that that's our theme.
Well said.
I should write that down here. Put it up with all my little daily affirmations. So the Emmys was virtual, and Schmidt's Creek swept in all the. It's actually quite amazing because it has never won an Emmy in any other season. Apparently, their grand total of Emmys up till this season, when they took them all, zero.
It doesn't. It seems to be a show that we used to have a million of them, and not that that name in particular is obviously means that's a cable show, right?
I mean,
it's
just sure.
It's not your big four or whatever, but it's just a sitcom. It's
yep.
And it's fun, and it's not that. You could miss it and you wouldn't care, but you could also sit down and watch four episodes on any given night and be like, wow, that was light. It was easy.
Is there a thread that you follow along with? Or
Yes, it's the family that has moved. I won't tell you the whole story, but yes, there's a story behind why they're in this motel. And,
yeah, they start off super rich. So it's a rich family that has to adjust to life.
Oh, poor things. Mm. Is that a Netflix show? It doesn't even say here.
Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they won 9 Emmys for their 6th and final season, including Best Comedy Series. It's a new record for most wins in a single season for a single comedy. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel had the record. They set it in 2018 with 8, and then they got 8 more in 2019. And I don't know if this means that Mrs. Maisel was just completely shut out, and because all the comedy awards seemed to have gone to Schmidt's Creek. The cast swept the acting categories, and that's the first time a comedy series has done that. Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara won Best Actor and Actress, and Daniel Levy and Annie Murphy won Supporting Actor and Actress. And they're saying here that's never happened. So congratulations to them. Yeah. Daniel Levy also set a record for most wins for an individual in a single season with 4, because he also got trophies for writing and directing and Best Comedy Series because he's a producer. So he actually technically got 4 just for himself personally. 0 Emmys heading into the night. They'd never had any. It's kind of incredible. But I guess, you know, with Maisel dominating the last couple of seasons, it would be hard for anyone to rack up any numbers. They also set a record last night at the Emmys for most wins by black actors, including Regina King and Yahya Abdul-Mateen, the second for Watchmen, Uzo Aduba for Mrs. America, and Zendaya for Euphoria. She's also the youngest Emmy winner in this category, Outstanding Lead Actress for Drama. Stop me if you have pulled any audio for any of these things in particular.
I pulled some for Zendaya winning.
Zendaya's from Oakland, apparently.
Yes, mm-hmm. Which is why we wanted to make sure we got her on.
Okay.
So here she is reacting.
Yeah, it is her reacting, and she says a couple of things, but just there's a party behind her, so just know that.
Okay. I'm really, really nervous. Okay. I just want to say thank you to the TV Academy, to all the other incredible women in this category. I admire you all so much. This is this is pretty crazy. I don't really cry. I know this feels like a really weird time to be celebrating. But I just want to say that there is hope in the young people out there. I know that our TV show doesn't always feel like a great example of that, but there is hope in the young people. And I just want to say to all my peers out there doing the work in the streets, I see you, I admire you, I thank you. And thank you so, so much. Thank you.
And of course, it's through Zoom.
Right. Well, everyone was zooming in. Mm. So she's the youngest Emmy Award winner for Outstanding Lead Actress for Drama. So congratulations to Zendaya. And I guess I assume that party was happening in Oakland. I don't know. Maybe she moved to LA.
I don't know about that, but I do know she's pretty accomplished for such a young lady. She stars in The Greatest Showman.
Oh.
Why do I want to say The Great American Hero? Showman. I don't know why, but it's the great. She's in that.
Great and American. So Zendaya, congratulations to her. Eddie Murphy and Maya Rudolph won for Saturday Night Live, I guess for guest appearances, and Ron Cephas Jones for This Is Us. Black actors, big night, a record for most wins by black actors at the Emmys last night. The ceremony itself was obviously very different. Jimmy Kimmel hosted in an empty arena. He tried to fool us with crowd reactions from past ceremonies. Was
you
anyone
watch some of that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll
watch a little of that.
Oh. Isn't Watchmen also what Jerry Falwell Jr. was into?
God. Flash into people in the audience appreciating.
And there's
and
him.
They flashed to him in the audience.
But wait,
that was cute.
If I'm
hilarious.
Up here, that would mean that no one is in the audience. That would mean that I'm up here all alone. Just
they
like
turn
prom
the,
night.
They turn the lights up. Just like
of course
night.
I'm here all alone. Of course we don't have an audience. This isn't a MAGA rally. It's the Emmys. Instead of a live audience, we took a page from baseball tonight and we filled the seats with cardboard cutouts of the nominees. You can see we have Regina King, Hugh Jackman, Jason Bateman, Meryl Streep. Wait a minute. Go back one. Jason? Jason.
He's real. That's hilarious. He absolutely looked like...
They didn't move.
Yes, they did move.
Mind your business, Kimmel. Big night for me.
I know it's a big night, but you can't be in here. We have very strict safety protocols.
I'm clean, guy. Okay, I'm a big, big washer-upper. Always have been. Smell my hands. They're like a garden.
No, thank you. I'm sure you're clean. That's not the point. We just have a limit on how many people we can have in the building, so you really need to go.
No, I don't. I don't, okay? I haven't left the house for 6 months. Don't send me back there. I want to be here. This is, it's ritzy, you know? I mean, I want to eat shrimp with the cast of The Crown, all right? I want Mario Lopez to ask me about my pants. Let's go.
We don't have any shrimp, but you can stay as long as you promise to laugh at my jokes.
Huh. I'm out. I'm going to call the car.
That was
I love
perfect.
Jason Bateman
that was
so
a great
much.
Job. Good job.
So he reveals he's alone except for Jason Bateman. And then Jimmy Kimmel continues with the show. And some presenters did join him live. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston was there. Did you grab that?
I did. Here, let me just go ahead and pull that up. On the video for
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
What?
I said, thanks, Jimmy.
Oh, they're all the way across the stage from each other.
Never mind. That's...
Yes, I'd love some wine.
No, I said never mind.
Oh.
Why are you standing all so far away from me?
Dr. Fauci said 60 feet, so.
60 feet? No, he said 6 feet.
Oh, thank you. You also have sexy feet.
Oh, God. Okay. Here are
And that's it.
Hilarious. Okay. Well, by the way, she then got in her extremely fast car, lives right around the corner from there, and she made another appearance from her house later.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that right?
Yeah.
But we're
okay,
here.
Very
we made
good.
It.
Oh!
Hey, okay.
And
hey, Jimmy.
There's
Look
Courtney
at this.
Cox.
Courtney Cox. Courtney's there?
Yeah, of course I'm here. We live together.
You do?
There's a lag.
Yeah, we've been roommates since 1994, Jimmy.
But I
Hello.
Thought that was
oh,
I had no
idea. Is this live TV?
Unbelievable.
Oh, look, baby's this, there.
Lisa Kudrow, you live
Very well
in,
done.
In, you live there,
it's
too?
It's super cute.
She doesn't live
yeah,
there.
Where else would I live? I mean,
but the awkward, you know, 3 seconds of silence every time
it
you talk.
Ruins everything, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
It does. We're very well acquainted with the awkward 3 seconds of silence ruining everything. That is kind of the life we're living right now. Anyway, Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow with her. She just jetted home after 60-foot away appearance on the show. The awards, though, as they handed these out. So I'm not sure how exactly this happened. If only the people who were actually getting the awards had people in hazmat suits outside their homes.
No, it seems that they had everybody on standby. Like, you'd have somebody in front of your house in a hazmat suit with the award, but you might not win. So that way everybody's still kind of
Were they
waiting.
Holding just like a box so you didn't know if there was an Emmy in it or not? Or
because
I heard
part.
That there were things that were popping out of boxes too.
Mm-hmm. Empty
so that no one...
boxes? That seemed really mean.
That was a
right.
different one. I think John Oliver got one. I have that meme here. Let me just pull that up for you too.
All right.
It pops so here, open and
there it is. It pops open and some confetti sprays out. Mm. Although that is right on the desk at his HBO set. Although I assume that desk is in his garage.
No.
Right? Because that's where he's doing it from. So anyway, nominees were all at remote locations, many in their own homes. The awards were delivered to those locations by people in hazmat suits. And they say someone had to be on hand for every... So there was a guy hanging out in a hazmat suit, whether you won or not. Some people actually took... do you have the Rami Youssef video?
I do.
So this guy did not win in his category, Vinny. And there's the guy who has...
You see, he's holding the little trophy.
He's got the trophy.
And he's walking
now
away.
He's leaving. Oh, my God.
So sad.
Bye. You didn't win. Oh, that's so sad.
All right. Well...
In some categories, all the nominees were given a box, and then the winner's box would spring open, and a hand holding the statue would pop out. So they obviously, a lot of people had to know that they did or didn't win. Ahead of time. Other highlights, belted out Nothing Compares to You during the Emmys in Memoriam segment. Here's a little of that.
Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whoever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, nothing can take away these blues. Nothing compares, nothing compares to you.
So she's playing piano too.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we link that up at the Facebook page so people can see that isolated?
Okay.
Thank you. David Letterman got kicked out of an Uber before presenting an award. I'm sure that wasn't set up. Celebrities revealed what they've been doing during the pandemic. Stop me if you have any of this stuff, Brittany. Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington tried to skip to 2021 by ringing the New Year's bell and Happy New Year, everyone. Oh. It's over.
I watched the David Letterman thing. It doesn't translate. It actually wasn't. It was, I don't know, anticlimactic.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then the New Year's party just wasn't, I don't know. It was.
Well, you know, New Year's party with only two people is just not, doesn't feel New Year's-y. They're saying the emotional highlight of the night was Tyler Perry's speech while accepting the governor's award. And then let me see if there's anything else here that I want to make sure that you, because I just have, if you have any questions about any categories, I have all the categories here. I should say Dave Chappelle won for Sticks and Stones, best pre-recorded variety special.
Yeah, I don't have any questions, but I do, look, without trying to sound like I'm patting ourselves on the back, because I'm not trying to do that, I give credit to anybody who's trying to do a show right now. It ain't
absolutely
easy.
Absolutely.
It's a pain in the butt. And yep. I could absolutely see why they went through with it, but I could also see if they said, not this year, everyone. We're just going to go ahead and mail you your prize, and it's going to be too much work. And the best example of it is that 3 to 5 second lag between...
Oh.
The friends and
Black.
Jesus, what is that? That's live. That's national TV. That's international TV right now.
Well, that's Woof. You know, that's the world we're living in, Vin.
Right.
Everything sucks. The best variety sketch series went to Saturday Night Live, and I actually have a little bit of news about that. The full cast from last year is coming back this year. Usually there are at least some changes, and there were rumors that Kate McKinnon was going to leave because she's got a career outside of this. But season 46 is starting October 3rd, and it's coming back to Rockefeller Center Studio for the first time since the shutdown. They are going to put all kinds of safety protocols in place, but it looks like we're going to get actual, I'm sure there'll be no audience, but it will be live apparently, and it will happen there at their normal studio. So they say the last time there was no cast turnover between seasons was 07, when the 33rd season began with the ensemble intact. So everybody who you liked last year and everybody who you didn't like last year will be back. That's season 46. In playing Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live will be Jim Carrey.
Oh, wow. Really?
Adding a big name to play one of the candidates. It looks like, you know, they're saying it's going to happen for the debut, but they're basically saying in the 46th season, which debuts October 3rd, I am guessing that he's sort of signed on to participate this whole season. There's going to be a lot of Biden this season, so maybe they said we'll pay you and we'll put you up and you can be alone in a fancy schmancy penthouse in New York City. So they are adding 3 new featured players to their cast. They'll have a limited studio audience for the coming season, but it's going to happen. And Jim Carrey is, I'm looking at a side-by-side of the two of them with a little makeup. I think they kind of, I think his teeth are going to work. I think it's going to work. October 3rd is when the new season starts, and we'll get to see how Jim Carrey does playing Joe Biden on Saturday
Night Live. I love
him,
so it doesn't matter to me.
Hey, before you break, Sarah, do you want to hear, because a texter texted in about her performance saying that you should check out her guitar riff at the end.
Oh, she jumps up from the piano and gets on the guitar?
Exactly.
Let's hear it.
While
she
was playing the piano, she had a guitar strapped to the back of her. So.
Oh.
Here it is.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
show Chadwick there at the end. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I really like her.
Yeah, that'll be up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. She played guitar when she came in and sang for us, right?
She did, yes.
Yeah, she was. Acoustic. That was very, that was lovely. I like her. Her is her name. Her, H-E-R, her. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. Friends or family? Friends or family?
Do you want me to answer that now? Because it's
no,
easy.
No, not yet. And an app that seems problematic, although it may go out of business before the... before we get out of our houses, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.